Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics through the Christmas season. Enjoy your perennial Christmas favorites on the big screen every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando. And who's this guy? I've seen him before.
We are joined once again by the inimitable Chris Hamill, President Programmer, Gateway Film Center. Big holiday movie season is upon us. We did a couple of shows on the big films coming out. One of those movies is Django Unchained, directed by Quentin Tarantino, written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. He is the premier auteur working in film today. One of the questions I have for Chris is, everybody knows Tarantino. He's got this brand recognition. Everybody, he's like Woody Allen, but has the same problem. Not a lot of people see the movies.
Well, more people see Tarantino films than Woody Allen films, right or wrong. Right. But yes, his films, they have very specific and I guess you would say smaller audiences because of their violence or the use of language that he likes to do. But, I love Tarantino films. I can't imagine any real film fan not appreciating them for what they are.
And the mythology of this is that he started in a video store just the way Johnny did. Johnny used to work for Aardvark.
Well, we didn't have to bring that up.
Well, I know, you guys get this kind of knowledge that Tarantino has about the culture, particularly through films. And he infuses his movies. Like, neither of you has seen Django Unchained, and I have.
Yep.
And it's just riddled with references, of course, to spaghetti westerns and who knows what else.
All his films are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like in a way, he's like Scorsese. Scorsese grew up watching all these films, and loving them, all the classic films. But Scorsese channeled that love through film school and then came out of the other side. Tarantino doesn't have that sort of, he didn't matriculate. And yet, however, so he's very disciplined in the way he applies these films.
Well, I do love the fact that many people refer to him as sort of a director DJ. Because he'll take all these different styles and sort of mesh them together. But, you reference his background. He is a theater owner as well. He owns the New Beverly Cinema in Los Angeles. And they do a lot of really interesting programming that Quentin does a lot of himself.
And there are some people listening who may not even know a title. So let's throw out
those
the most
people
famous.
Are stupid.
Let us throw.
Those people are worthless. Why are they listening
Could
to this
Could we agree
show?
On his most
They don't
famous
listen to
title?
This show. You want to agree on his most Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction.
Clearly his most famous title because it was the one that was a crossover hit and the one that put him on the map.
Sure.
And, despite even if it wasn't that commercially successful, was it, Chris?
It was. It was far and away his most successful film economically. I mean, I think it made about $100 to $120 million when it came out initially. But, of course, if you adjust that for inflation, it's a big hit. He's had a few other films that have done well. Jackie Brown did much better than people realize.
Elmore Leonard and Hair There. It's a completely different kind of movie for him, and he does it handily. It's a great little film. The one in 1992, that's 20 years ago, my friends, that he first brought his recognition, Reservoir Dogs.
Correct.
Oh, and a great movie. And I think got everybody's attention. You didn't know where this guy was going, but you had very good critics like Roger Ebert who said, he's a comer. Could tell right away that he had talent, and when he hit Pulp Fiction, he began to hit his stride.
Oh, for sure! Like that film has more testosterone than a pizzle factory. I mean, you're talking about just nonstop, and of course, he also wrote True Romance, which a lot of people don't know was based on a screenplay he wrote. His first screenplay was called My Best Friend's Birthday, and True Romance is sort of a big screen adaptation of that. Of course, directed by Tony Scott. And, of course, some later hits would be both Kill Bill films and Inglourious Bastards, which are just great films. I mean, if people who love movies have to watch those Tarantino films.
And I loved Inglourious Bastards. Again, thought it was just a little bit different from some of the others. And now I think Django Unchained is different from also and maybe that close to the top of my list for my favorite of his.
Well, Inglourious Basterds was great because it turned out to be so much more than what it had initially appeared to be in the marketing. It looked just like a very simple Brad Pitt and company hunting Nazis in it. And it really was this very elaborate, love song to European cinema of the war era, and it was great.
Also, with Tarantino, the thing that he does so well is he's able to make actors do things or voluntarily do things that other directors cannot. I mean, if you think about some of the performances in his films, whether you want to go all the way back to Tim Roth and Harvey Keitel and Reservoir Dogs, and then up to Brad Pitt and Inglourious Basterds, you see these actors stretched to a level that other directors aren't necessarily able to get them to achieve.
And you'll see that with Jamie Foxx and Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained.
Well, look what he did with John Travolta. John Travolta was the muck at the bottom of a barrel of sewer scum, and he resurrected his career. Travolta asked him right after Pulp Fiction, what should I do next? He was offered this Get Shorty script. Tarantino said, do it, and don't let them change a word of it. Travolta should keep Tarantino on a retainer for like $2 million a year just to tell him what to do, because then he wouldn't be giving guys awkward massages.
Well, I think that Samuel L. Jackson owes something to Tarantino, although we know that Jackson is has made more money than anybody else in movies because of all the roles he's had. But I don't think anybody who knows anything about this doesn't know that Jackson really hit a home run in Pulp Fiction.
Well, Sam Jackson owes everything to Quentin Tarantino. Right. I mean, and I think Travolta had just come off of one of those Look Who's Talking films when he walked onto the set of Pulp Fiction. So, I think he might be a little bit responsible for Travolta's comeback.
So we have to look forward now to Kill Bill 3.
Oh, see. I really hope not.
If I get a chance to see Uma Thurman again, I can do that.
One other thing I'd like to say about Tarantino, which I think bears mentioning, especially for people who love films, and those are the people who go to see Tarantino's movies, is nobody working today, maybe short of Wes Anderson, quite knows where to put the camera like Tarantino. Every shot is expertly composed for what it's supposed to do narratively. He knows where to put the camera in order to propel his story along. You don't see that with contemporary filmmakers. Usually they just put three or four cameras down in a room and shoot and cobble it all together in the editing room. Tarantino doesn't do that. He's a guy that knows the syntax of cinema. He's using it to tell his story, and it's just a thrill to see that done.
And he probably knows that he's not a good actor. But he continues. He has a good part in Django Unchained. Yeah.
I know he's been told he's not a good actor. But does that mean he's going to accept it?
Who's going to keep him out of his movies? Nobody.
Tarantino, similar to Wes Anderson, also has a brand. I mean, you can see a Tarantino film, you can see 30 seconds of it, and because of where he puts the camera and the style of the films, you can tell it's a Tarantino film. And I don't think there's a whole lot of directors working today who accomplish that on a regular basis either.